Paul Magide has spent his life performing. He's one of the original Flying Karamazov Brothers, a group that mixes juggling with comedy. And for about four decades, he's teamed up with a bunch of other performers for the Oregon Country Fair, which he says has always been a great experience.
And then after 3 days, it was over. And we were like really sad. And we were like, oh, we want to keep doing something together. But I kind of didn't want to do something that was just like show business. I wanted to do something that had something more meaning to it.
Magide found it when visiting a friend who was working on a documentary about the origins of Chautauqua. That made Magide curious, so he looked into it himself and thought,
that's exactly what we want to do. And there were no more traveling Chautauquas at that point. And so we started doing it. And that was, we've been doing it 34 years. We're still the only ones traveling on the circuit.
And you sound like you're still excited about it.
I love Chautauqua. I mean, we have such a great time. You know, we all say that when we go on Chautauqua, we have our own personal Chautauqua. I mean, you always kind of are transformed by the experience.
At this point, you might be wondering, what is this Chautauqua thing? Well, after more than three decades, Magide has become a bit of an expert on the topic.
Chautauqua was started in 1874 on the shores of Lake Chautauqua in western New York by a couple of Methodist ministers. But the idea spread like wildfire. Basically, the idea of doing education and entertainment and self-bettering oneself. This idea spread all over the country. There were place-based Chautauquas in almost every major town in America by the turn of the century.
Traveling Chautauquas allowed smaller communities to have the experience too, and Magide says they became an important way to spread news and information and for politicians to reach constituents. But that doesn't mean Chautauqua is political.
It is completely American in the sense that everybody has a voice, so you'd have suffragettes, and then you have people who were against, you know, the bimetallism, you know, and kind of, you know, you had every kind of brand of American politics inside of Chautauqua because it was a forum for ideas.
So that's Chautauqua of the past, but what about the modern show that's coming this summer to Southeast Alaska? Keith Smith is helping to coordinate the Ketchikan event, and he says it all starts with a parade and potluck.
They get here on solstice, which is really great. So we're going to celebrate solstice with the Chautauqua. We've got penciled in Saxman Tribal House. We're going to have a musical arts march down the path to Saxman, where we're going to have a potluck. And then we're going to have a choir jam session with all these people. The community is invited.
That's a big part of Chautauqua, by the way, community involvement. Magide says local musicians are invited to join the travelers. And if someone has a skill or information to share, they can schedule a workshop, and anyone can join in on the parades. Smith says a second smaller parade is planned near the Plaza Mall for the second day before all the workshops start inside. Those workshops cover a range of topics. Here's Magide with a partial rundown.
We have everything from mask making to learning how to juggle to stilt walking to song swaps. But then we also have more serious ones. We have a Japanese woman who will be doing a workshop on the internment during the war of the Japanese population of America. I'll promote my other workshop I'm going to do this year. I'm going to be doing a workshop on how to fold things properly. Like fitted sheets.
The evening of the second day is the vaudeville show, which Magide says has something for everyone.
We call it the shotgun approach of comedy, where you hit all levels all at the same time. We'll have, you know, aerialists, and we'll have, you know, an operetta. We're going to probably do Beethoven's Ode to Joy, but in a kind of wacky comedic fashion, but with a huge choir and all of that.
And a magician and the Flying Karamazov Brothers. In all, the Chautauqua will bring more than 50 people, and because they're traveling by ferry, they can't bring as much stuff with them as they can down south. So Smith is helping to figure out some of the practical considerations, such as a campsite for the group's big yurt, transportation for all those performers, and donations for the Saxman potluck. Smith also is looking for a community project that the Chautauqua performers and local volunteers can work on together.
It could be anything, but preferably something that involves work, and work that people could do without an immense amount of training. So, and something that will be a benefit.
Smith adds that any profits from the Chautauqua concert will be donated to a local charity, also not yet chosen. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.